Hey, hey, what's up, guys? Thanks so much for tuning in to another after show of Love & Hip Hop, the Hollywood edition. Today, we're talking about Season 4, Episode 10, Musical Chairs.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. I guess we gotta make our own music today.
This is how we do it. It's Monday, not Monday.
All right. Don't you guys love the 90s? There we go. All right, now we're back in it. Hey. Does that not take you guys back to the 90s?
Oh, right. Yeah.
I live for the 90s. We got so much to talk about today. Relationships galore, right?
Yeah, I'm surprised this episode wasn't called that.
Listen, so many relationship woes and drama. I think we should go ahead and get right into it. You guys, my name is Brittany. I'm one of your hosts for tonight. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Brittany Q Hill. That's B-R-I-T-T-N-E-Y. And to my host on my left.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm one of your hosts, Imani Blackman. And you can follow me on all social media platforms at Imani_Blackman.
Hi, I'm Latina Spice.
Hey!
You can find me on all social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
Not 4, but 5.
Yes, Latina five. Spice. Yes, girl.
That's my name tonight.
Yes. Let's talk about the drama, guys. Listen, we started off the show with some weirdness with Hazel E. and her new boo finally introducing him to her mom.
Yes, yes.
So I know we talked about earlier that she's like dumb old, way older than him, right?
Yeah, well, it was interesting because towards the end when she was like, I'm not 38, I think she said that.
Yeah, because I think Brooke Valentine was like, she's like, you're 38, Hazel, give it
Google,
up.
But on Google, it says you're 38, right?
No, yeah, so I looked it up today. It says she's 38, and Rose Burgundy is 19 years old. So he's really young.
That's a really big age gap. So let's talk about that.
Right.
How do you guys feel about, dating older, dating younger, and what's too much of an age gap? Or is age even a factor?
I think that age does play a part because you're in two different parts in your life. 19 years old to what you're going to learn when you're 38 is so much time. Mm-hmm. And so when Rose Burgundy met the mom and she's like, what do you have to offer? I mean, what does really any 19-year-old have to offer?
Didn't have anything to say.
Yeah, because you really, at 19 years old, you don't really have a lot to give someone that's 38.
I mean, he's not even old enough to drink yet. Right. So, what exactly do we have in common at this point?
Yeah.
So what do you think?
But, I mean, for myself being a cougar, hashtag, I think, dating older men, it just depends on your preference because you can date younger. But if they're ready for what they feel like, then that's awesome. But at 19, you don't know anything.
Right.
Honestly, you change so much over time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, I feel like, because I typically date older. And I feel like it's not a secret that we women mature so much quicker than men. So I wouldn't say necessarily that age is a factor. But with that big of a significant, age gap, it's kind of like he hasn't really had much time to grow up or even become a man yet. So,
but he hasn't cheated on her, so that shows there.
We like faithful men.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, they're out there even if they're 19 or 21.
Right.
I'm like, kudos to her.
But mom, she didn't seem like she was feeling it.
She liked
Because that's still your child. It's your baby girl. So she wants what's best for her. So
and moms know best.
Rightfully so. Yes. And that's true. That's moms so true. Moms always know best. But let's talk about Keisha. Keisha Cole finally stepping back into the dating, range and going on that blind date with. It's so funny because when he came on the screen, I was like, "Is that John?" So I know the guy that she went on the blind date with, and it's just they seem like polar opposites because he's a comedian. I don't know if you guys know him. Shout out to Jahan, but he does a lot of the social media, like the comedy skits, the 1 minute skits on Instagram, and I mean he's blown up from it. He's come a long way, but they just seem like polar opposites, obviously. I mean, it's a blind date.
I mean, he seems so funny and just like, she just needs to, Keisha, you just need to try something new. Don't be afraid. Like, funny might get you, like, marriage. You know, you don't know that. I mean, you don't really know. I mean, you're looking for love, right? I mean, you have to try something new and
agreed.
Be open-minded about dating, because yeah. that's right. what the best part is, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, he was funny though. Yeah.
He's a comedian. Oh, he's a nut in person. Jahan is a nut. But in terms of like blind dates, first of all, would you guys go on a blind? Have you ever been on a blind date?
I've never been on a blind date before. I think I would. It's something that, it seems interesting. I mean, it's kind of scary though, because you don't know. Scary. People are really scary these days. So
it's just weird.
Especially
right.
on Instagram.
Yeah, he's literally someone else goes DMs.
Down in the DM, right? But I mean, honestly, that's kind of how relationships are like forming right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't lie.
Yeah,
don't I'll act show like you I haven't hooked up with nobody.
Right now. I have comments waiting. I'm
serious. Like, I feel like that's like the new wave of like hollering at somebody. So yeah. slide in the DM. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody likes three or more of your pictures, you date.
Oh, yeah.
Or that's permission that's to go ahead husband. And slide in the DM. Right?
At that point. Like.
Slide in the DM. But I think it was funny when Keisha was talking to Boobie about her blind date. And did y'all sense that there might have been a little bit of, not jealousy, but I kind of feel like they kind of still, I mean, obviously there's history. They were mm-hmm. married. They have a child together. But there might have been a little bit more. Did y'all sense that or no?
Yeah, I think so. I think he just ultimately wants the best for her. Yeah. So he's going to kind of be like, that older brother, father type of figure, like, who's this?
That's blah, blah, blah. Weird. Yeah. You cannot call me your little sister if we didn't smash and had a baby together.
I honestly think they're going to get back together in 5 or 10 years. Like, I see the chemistry. It's just right now.
They have great chemistry. Yeah. They do. And I'm so glad that they're able to still maintain a friendship. Right.
Yeah. I think that's really important, especially for their son.
Yeah.
He seems like a great father, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like Keisha's so over him.
Yeah.
She's like beyond over him.
Yeah. You never know. Yeah. I'm still hoping.
And I didn't know he had her tatted on his hand. And of all places, it could be on the arm where you can cover it up with your shirt. It had to be right here on the hand. Like, was it the left or the right hand? Right. Nice. She was like, you might want to cover that up.
Right.
Would you guys ever do that?
Get a someone's face or
maybe
name?
Maybe not even the face, but like a name? Or
absolutely
like,
not. Even if I
tap my name on you so you know it's real?
Even if I was married, I wouldn't do that. Because you just never know, like, I don't count myself out of any situation.
Right.
People get divorces all the time, and there's no necessary. It could happen to me, too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like I'm not going to get someone else's name on my body.
Not ever. What about, I've seen a lot of people tattoo a ring.
I'll do that, because Beyonce and Jay-Z did that.
if Beyonce and Jay-Z did it, then it's legit. Yeah.
So I'll do that, too. I'll for sure do that. I would even do, like, maybe like their initial right here, something that can be, like, scratched out, or right. like a
something
little heart,
easily replaceable.
You have something to tell us when we go on your Instagram. Yeah. We're gonna see this ring.
Would you do it?
No, I'd only get
not
my
even
dog.
A ring?
Like my
your
dog's
dog,
face. Like right here, my dog's face. Like that's it.
But what about like a ring on your no?
Mm-mm. Unless no. it's diamonds.
Okay, all right, I take it. All right, so let's move on to Well, since we were talking about Boobie, let's talk about his music a little bit, because he did put on a show mm-hmm. In this episode. Are we just feeling it? Like. It was a little slow for me, but because he's fine.
He's very cute.
You know, he's easy mm-hmm. on the eyes, so you can get into the performance. Yeah. But what about the music? Are we feeling it?
I think it's pretty good. It's, I don't know, it's kind of like, it is slow.
Yeah.
I think as it went on, it got better, like the chorus and everything.
Yeah.
But the first like couple lines, I was like, oh, okay. Like,
right.
Yeah. But he's super cute. And I think he has a lot of potential though.
Right. I mean, props to his music though, being able to like comprehend what he's saying. Cause now a lot of the rap this day is like, you don't really know mm-hmm. what they're saying.
Like, I have a question. Is the fashion for men turning into no shirts and an open jacket?
What is that about?
Like,
is that just for the LA fall, thing?
Guys? Like, probably. What do you guys think? I mean,
I think that might be just an LA thing.
Yeah,
honestly. I don't see that in Oregon.
No. Because around this like time Boobie. On the East Coast, it's cold. So you're going to have a shirt on, tonight. A jacket. Yeah. Right. That might just be an LA thing. Yeah. But like I said,
but he looks good, though. He so he can keep it open.
Hey, Boobie. No, I'm just kidding. okay, so since we were talking about Boobie, you know, him and Brooke have this whole little thing going on. Now, it's a weird love triangle between Boobie and Brooke and Marcus. But what Brooke said, something so interesting in the episode, she said that Marcus is her life partner and Boobie is her soulmate. So my question is there a difference? Like, what's the difference between a soulmate and a life partner?
I actually read an article about that and I forgot exactly what it says, but it showed the difference between the soulmate and a life partner, because your soulmate could honestly be like your best friend, because you guys have
That's
so
true.
Much in common, and you love each other unconditionally, but it's not a relationship because you're just friends.
It could be your sister, your best friend.
It could be anybody. It could be your soulmate, but your life partner is your partner. So,
okay.
Does that mean marriage?
Right. So, is it deeper than soulmate? So, like, which one's closer?
Like, I kind of feel like a soulmate's closer because it's kind of the thing, like, when you have your girlfriend, you have your best friend, right? Mm-hmm. You know that she would never leave you. Like, I feel like a partner could leave you, and your best friend is supposed to be there through everything. You know what I mean? Your best friend becomes like your sister. It's like family.
Yeah.
So that's why I kind of feel like a soulmate could be closer than your partner.
I agree with that. So I feel like soulmate is deeper. There's a deeper soul. It's a soul connection. Whereas your life partner, you can meet that person maybe like 5 or 10 years before you even part this life. You know what I mean? I guess it just depends on where you're at in life.
Yeah. That's why you got to marry your career, like Lady Gaga
said.
Marry your career.
Well, so what do you think, though, as far as the difference?
I think soulmates, well, for me, on my personal note, I think soulmate can be a friend, a partner, but there's a twin flame that is just somebody who is meant for you in, like, within your destiny.
Okay, so tell me, what's the difference between a twin flame and a soulmate? Because I feel like those two are the same.
Yeah, twin flame is someone that is within your destiny that is...
Oh my gosh, life talks.
I like this. I've never heard of a twin flame.
Okay, so a twin flame is like something that you just know that person is meant to be with you. You just know, like, when you meet them, but it's not something that is an easy way. Like, it's not like you're going to marry him tomorrow. It's work. All relationships are work.
Right.
But it's a special connection. You just know, like, we are on the same level, and you can't explain it. Just like flows through, like,
it's effortless.
Yes. And a soulmate can be anybody, friendships, a life partner. I really feel like it's someone that maybe you're gonna live with and you see them, but there's maybe not more than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not marriage. It's just someone you're gonna live with for the rest of your life. But I mean, that's what I think.
Interesting. So we can agree, though, that we think that soulmate is stronger than a life partner.
Yes.
Okay, so since we agree on that, for Brooke to say that Booby is her soulmate and Marcus is her life partner, that means, like, she must be really, really into to Booby. And what's her name? Bridget Kelly made a good point when she said that Brooke is totally fighting for Booby right now and not really putting up much of a fight for Marcus.
Yeah. But I feel like she's confused right now and she might make the wrong decision. Brooke, you might make the wrong decision. You have to, like, really figure out who you want and, like, no vindictive. Like, just know, like, I want Marcus or I don't. I love him or I love Booby.
Yeah.
I think that has to do, her fighting for Booby has to do with other reasons too, because girls, we can get a little catty and a little petty. So I kind of feel like her fighting for Booby, and especially in the scene that we saw tonight, was all, you know, she was trying to show that, like, kind of like, this is my man, and Hazel, like, he is nothing to you. Like, this is mine. I mean, she came on Booby Baby. Like,
you know.
But do you think there's feelings between Booby and Hazel Eve? Or you think it's more
think
on
so.
Her
Especially
part?
Especially on Booby's part. I don't feel like Booby is feeling Hazel at all. I think at the max, I feel like they might have hooked up.
I think they did.
They smashed
they did.
Or you
FaceTime.
Know? Right, or FaceTime.
That
you know,
counts.
Women, like, we need to stop that. So we get to a point where, like, we talk to somebody, like, on the phone, or we go on a couple dates, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, we're talking. No. Yeah,
and then he calls you friend. Yeah.
We need to stop. We are ready to jump into a relationship, and it was, like, so harmless. Mm-hmm. But, I don't think Booby is really into Hazel like that at all, especially from this episode. It really looked like he was taken up for Brooke. But I do want to say that it's weird that Bridget Kelly is kind of playing the fence between Marcus and Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys feel about that?
Well, it seems like Marcus and Bridget have a long history.
Mm-hmm.
Next time, 11 Hip Hop, it kind of showed that they were they were about to have, like, a connection a little bit. So we'll see how that plays out. But I think she's just kind of being the middleman because she knows both of them.
Yeah.
But it's kind of hard because it's, like, also not really her place
to
jump into that situation.
That's true. So do we think that she's handling it the right way, like, by not really...
Yeah, I mean, it's going to suck when Brooke finds out that she was... Because lying is not the way to go either.
That's true.
Because I kind of feel like she could have just said, yeah, we've been working. We had a session the other night in the studio. Like,
and left it at that.
And left it at that.
It was all business. Mm-hmm, you
she
should
knows,
know about that.
Right, because she knows that she's dating James. I mean, she's cheated before, so I guess Brooke could jump to conclusions.
Right.
But I mean, you got to be honest with your friend and just be like, look, I don't want to get involved. I'm going to work with him. This is money business.
Yeah.
But I'm coming to you, girlfriend, like to tell you what's going on. Because
that's
going to
start a beef too. Because I feel like
you're
going
to get into it next.
As a friend, that's the last thing you want to do is lie to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I just feel like, especially when we're grown, our feelings aren't made of glass. Like, you know, tell me what it is. I have to respect that we're all out here on our hustle trying to make money and, you know, produce music or whatever. So I think lying was the last thing she should have done.
Yeah.
But, okay, so let's talk about Monice, AD, and Tiffany.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, so what really kind of gets to me about that whole situation is that I find that, not just in this season, but previous seasons, it seems like Monice has a really tough time with taking accountability for herself, her actions and things that she says. You know what I mean? She always wants, I don't want to call her the victim, but I feel like, you know, she'll want people to apologize for their wrongdoings. But when it comes to her, she apologized in this episode, but I feel like she's still not really taking accountability for why her and AD's relationship is starting to spiral downwards.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Yeah. I think, so for some people, it's just a lot harder to apologize. Like, some people say they'd rather die than say they're sorry, you know? I feel like maybe not, that's not her extremely, but you can tell that she does have a little bit of a hard time apologizing and admitting her wrongs. Mm-hmm. But, like, her and AD, I think they can make it work, for sure. Especially, because they seem like a good couple together.
Yeah.
And AD seems really understanding of, like, the problems that they may have and wants to come to a conclusion. So I think with Monice apologizing, then it can fix everything.
Do you think that... Oh, go ahead.
I think Monice, she was showing that she was starting, like, fresh. She was coming out of therapy. She met AD. They, you know, everything happened so quickly. So maybe she didn't have enough time to, like, continue to grow on her own after therapy, which is something that you probably should do. Mm-hmm. And they met, and they fell in love. But I think Monice has really changed for the better, and I'm like really proud of her, of how I saw her relationship with her mother and some of the beliefs that she was bringing to the show from that. But I feel like she's going to continue to grow better, whether it's with AD or without AD. But if they're fighting a lot on the show, like what there's, you know, on the episode, I really think that they should take a break to figure out what they both want. So when they do figure it out, come together or, like, just part ways.
I do feel bad for Monice in this particular situation because it's really hard to come in between someone that, like, Tiffany and AD has had, they've had this long friendship for many years before Monice entered the picture. Mm-hmm. And for, it seems like to me, Tiffany has feelings for AD. So by Monice coming into the picture, now Tiffany is salty with Monice, and it's like, that's not her fault that she's the girlfriend and you're the friend. Right. So, like,
but how can you call yourself friends if you hooked up? That's not friends. Like, that's emotions.
When you cross that line, right?
And and I felt like Monice was going into it, like, trying to say, sorry, I'm the bigger person, and then Tiffany just went off, and it's like,
so do you guys think that Tiffany did owe Monice an apology? Yeah.
Especially if Monice apologized to her, and they both did wrong things, so I think that it was now time for Tiffany to apologize.
But then Monice says a comment after she walks out, so it's like, now you owe her an apology. Like, so it's like back in the scene.
I did find it interesting though that AD had mentioned that so early on in Monice and her relationship that they started going to counseling already. Like, and they've only been together for like a year, I think she said. That's interesting. But speaking of going to the doctor, support for this podcast comes from ABC presenting the new drama, The Good Doctor, from David Shore. The creator of House, a young doctor with autism and Savant syndrome, will use his extraordinary genius to save lives and challenge the skepticism of his colleagues. It's one of fall's most anticipated new shows.
Starring Freddie Highmore and Richard Schiff, The Good Doctor premieres tonight with new episodes Monday at 10/9 Central on ABC.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ladies, I saw the trailer.
How is
it? Had some popcorn. Mm-hmm. It looks amazing. Freddie is gonna do an amazing job on the show. I mean, they are gonna go into him having autism, what's considered normal, how he's gonna help patients, and it just really shows the light to autism and how you can be brilliant.
Right.
You know, and it's just a wonderful show, and I think it's going to be one of the best ones this
season. I'm excited about it. Yes. Do you? So what's the difference between autism and SAVINT syndrome, or are they one of the same?
Well, SAVINT is... I Googled. But it's a deficient in other areas of the brain processing, mm-hmm. so it can be considered autistic.
Got it.
And maybe the world might think it's not normal mm-hmm. to see a doctor, right. But they're going to go into that with the board and to see if he can be a doctor. Right. But I think he has like superhero powers or something with the medic. I'm really excited.
Yeah. I'm just glad we have a show that's starting to shed light on autism, because it's something that, I mean, I don't remember it like growing up there being so many cases, but it seems like now this generation, it's there's quite a few. And I think the issue is that not a lot of people know what autism is.
Right. You know? Yeah. You got to get awareness out there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's cool that they have a show coming out starting tonight.
Watch it.
Yes. Starting tonight. All right. We didn't finish talking about AD and Monista. I wanted to mention that AD said that they're not even sleeping in the same bed. Or she said they can count on one hand how many times they've actually...
And she said she's losing her sex drive.
That's interesting. So let's talk about Chanel West and curving A1. So they were at the bar, some lounge of some sort, and Chanel West and who was it? Hazel E walked up, and they thought they were gonna, like, you know, slide in and talk about their music careers. And I just thought that it was funny how Chanel West didn't even recognize him at first, mm-hmm. right? So she walks up and she's talking about herself, about how poppin' she is, and she's worked with Kanye West or whatever, all these people, and A1 stops her and tells her, like, you curved me. So do you guys think that he was wrong for bringing that up?
No, because not at all. Because I think you have to... I feel like a problem in this industry is that people get to big head and they're like, I'm not going to work with this person, or they start feeling like they're better than other people. Mm. When in reality, like, everyone's trying to be on the come up, basically. Absolutely. And you never know who you might run into and who might be bigger than you.
That's right.
And you're now look at her trying to get a record out of A1. And he's like, no, you curved me before. Like, I'm not giving you that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's why you got to treat people how you want to be treated.
You got to treat them how you want to be treated. And I think that's so notable to say, because here, especially in Hollywood, the people who are on the come up today are going to be your future Emmy winners and, you know, Oscar winners and the biggest, like, directors, producers or whatever. So those are the people that you really need to, like, connect with now and network with now, because, you know, the generation is going to change eventually.
Right.
So I think I would have handled it the same way too.
Yeah. You know? I think she deserved that, honestly, because they tried to come up there, like, you know, name dropping, and he's like, oh,
that was so lame.
I'm so glad Lyrica wasn't there and be like, no, you're not working with me.
Yeah. You know, because if she was as popping as she said she was, and she's name dropping, then why do you need my help?
Right.
At a bar.
For sure.
That whole scene, like, made me cringe, though. It was just so, I felt so uncomfortable, like, with... They were all dissing each other, basically.
Pretty much.
But that that latex dress.
That was kind of nice, though.
That's like cute.
It looked good on her, right?
I like that.
It looked good on her.
Cute.
Do you think that A1 might have worked with her had she had not dissed him a while back?
Probably not, only because Lyrica is like, no females allowed.
Lyrica's not wanting.
Yeah, she's... Mm-mm. And I kind of feel like... who was he working with? Keisha Cole? Was he working with Keisha for a second?
Yeah, America just said be honest.
But that that's a little different because it's Keisha Cole. I feel like she accepted that because Keisha Cole is an amazing artist, and you can't really say, Lyrica can't really say, no, you can't work with Keisha Cole.
Right.
You know, but I feel like with Chanel West Coast should be like,
Right.
Yeah.
A1 mentioned something, though. He said, aren't you a host?
Yeah.
No shades as hosts.
I know.
What's wrong with being a host? And she was like, yeah, that's my daytime job. But I didn't know she was a host.
Ridiculousness. Remember, she was with Rob Dyrdek.
That's right. Yeah, before. Okay.
Yeah. So she was on their Fantasy Factor. I think that's what it's called. And then Ridiculous Next. She hosts that show, too.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And her Instagram is popping, though, by the way. Y'all see? Like, she has, like, I believe over 1 million followers.
Yeah. No, she's, like, I knew her before this because of Ridiculousness and the other Rob Dyrdek shows.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's
That's
cute.
Cool.
Hazel's gonna say, I made her.
No. You know, every time I hear Hazel's name, I'm serious. Like, it's something about how a woman should carry herself. And I just feel like Hazel walks around with this chip on her shoulder. Like, she's better than everybody. First, she tried to shade Chanel. Now they're BFFs. And then when they all went to Boobie's show that night in the episode, she's trying to pop off on Brooke.
Yeah. So what's something about this is like, okay, so we all know Beyonce. I will talk about her to the day I die. But Beyonce, like, she seems so humble. She never talks about what shoes she has on her feet, what belt she has on, what this, what watch she has on, because it shows she is. Her talent speaks for herself, and she just seems, she's such a woman because of how she acts, you know? So I feel like she, that's Hazel, you could take a tip from Beyonce, because I don't think you have to say what you have. Like, just wear it and be cute.
Right. I agree. Yeah,
she makes me laugh. I'm
I
sorry.
Know. No, same. I think, I really like, do think that funny. She is, she, I don't want to say that she makes the show, but her, all of her, the drama that she brings to the show, it's like, that's what makes me, like, tune in, because I'm like, oh, what Hazel you got to do today?
But right. From season one, I feel like she's been calm, like, since season one.
I don't feel like she's calm.
Really? No, she came. I think she was worse in season one.
No, she came on this season. She's like, Bugattis, I do this. A chopper.
Yeah.
So I
was like, she's just so rambunctious. I mean, I just feel like, but you know, it's what's that quote they say? The loudest one in the room is usually the least confident. The brokest, the least confident. Yeah. And she'd be barking, girl. But I thought it was funny how she said that she was about to give Brooke a girl fight.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear that?
Yes. I wish they like played that off more, because that was good.
Right, right.
That was slick.
And I guess they're both supposed to be from Houston. Who do you guys think would take that L between them if that were to happen?
Like, if they actually fought?
If they came to blows. Who do you put your money on?
See, I feel like Brooke would know how to really fight, like for real, for real. But then also I feel like Hazel is, she's so like, she's crazy that she could also win, because she would just be going crazy on her. But I feel like Brooke might throw like real punches.
Well, I don't know. In the next episode, she's throwing a plastic plate that looked like, I mean, that looked kind of like a
rock. I feel like Brooke isn't a drink thrower.
No.
Yeah,
no, that's I feel it. Like Brooke will throw some hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's a real down south. Like, she always talks about being a Southern Belle, but I feel like if she has to, she'll bring them Southern paws out.
Mm-hmm. For booby.
Yeah. So I want to do what TK started something a couple weeks ago about the girl talk, giving, you know, advice to any of the girls on the cast, or even just in general. So what advice would you guys give to either someone in the cast or just to the women in general?
I wanted to mention something about what Booby had said about, not Booby, Marcus. Mm-hmm. He had mentioned, he was like, Brooke's out here playing me in these streets with Booby. And I was just thinking, I'm like, well, you cheated on her.
Right.
With the paralegal girl. And now you're expecting her to show you respect.
Right.
And I think that that's where a lot of men have it twisted, because they always try to flip the script. And it's like, you cheated. So
right.
And
we're the victim.
Yeah, don't be the victim.
Right.
And I think, so that's for you guys. Stop playing the victim.
Please.
Stop reversing the script, because you guys are wrong.
Right. And advice for ladies?
I just think that Keisha Cole should really put herself out there and get to know someone completely out of the business. Mm-hmm. Maybe out in Idaho, or I don't know, somebody who gets her. But like, I really feel like she should try to be with someone funny, because I think she's really funny. She seems like it. And I think that might be like, you know, like Mama Cynthia's telling you, like you need somebody funny in your life to make you laugh and just have a good time. And then like the love will come. So that's all I can, all the ladies find a funny guy.
Right. So you think
or girl.
The guy that she went on the blind date with, she should have given him a second date.
Yes, he bought chocolates and flowers. That's nice.
He's so funny though. And it's funny because like, you know, knowing him, it's hard to take him serious.
That's what I'm saying. He seems there's a difference between like just casually funny and just plain just goofy.
Yeah.
And he seems like a character. Right. He's goofy.
Like, he seems like they're gonna be a best friend.
Gonna be like on the Hollywood sign, like doing something funny, you know? He seems like down to earth. But I'm sure there's a serious side to him, and like most people, you know, they're funny, but there's probably something down there too serious.
Mm-hmm. I would say advice time. You know, I was thinking about Hazel dating that guy who's like 19, and I'm not shading anybody who's younger. I typically date older, but I just feel like at some point, not just women or men, but I feel like we date at the level of our self-esteem. So I think it says a lot about, you know, her dating somebody significantly younger because, I mean, we see, like we said, you know, the loudest one in the room is usually the least confident. She's always talking about what she's wearing and, you know, flying around in choppers and stuff. And so I think it kind of like, it shows in who she chooses to date, you know. Maybe she needs somebody younger who can make her feel bigger or better than what she is.
Beautiful.
She's beautiful. Girl.
Yeah, she is.
Like,
she's a beautiful
girl.
She could probably get anybody she wanted, really.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think that, like, previous seasons, I always thought that Hazel E always seemed really nice to me.
Right.
I think that she's probably a nice girl. She just has this big personality, which so people can view her as they wish. But I think that she seems like she's a nice girl.
Yeah, I think so, too. But you didn't give any advice about for girls. You talked to the guys.
Yeah.
What's your advice for us ladies?
Let me check my notes. Okay. This is for AD and Moniece. When AD had mentioned that she feels like they moved really fast.
Yeah.
And that they had moved in together very quickly. And I think that for ladies, we need to realize that you don't have to move so fast just because you, like we said earlier, you go on a few dates with someone or you're talking to them for a little bit. That doesn't need to be your boyfriend or girlfriend right away. Mm-hmm. Like, take your time and allow yourself to date each other, have fun, do things, and just really get to know one another before you try to make it that extra step and make it official.
Right.
Because I feel like nowadays I see a lot of people like on my timeline that get married really fast, engaged really fast. They date for like 2 years and boom, they're married. I'm like, 2 years isn't nothing because the first year you're probably still in that like goo goo gaga phase, you know?
Right.
You're not even getting to that deeper level yet. And marriage is a huge commitment to just marry somebody after 2 years.
Yeah.
Now I know who I'm going to when I start dating. Yeah, I know.
I'd be like, do you like him?
So you guys would both say that you should take a lengthy amount of time to become friends before you date someone?
Well, I'm kind of like, I don't know, like, I feel like when you like someone and then they call you a friend, it's just like, how do you know if that person's calling you a friend because they want to be your friend or they see something with you? Like, that's what I'm kind of confused
because
on.
Because you haven't built anything yet, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So, like, how do you know when, like, they want to start a date, but they call you a friend?
Right.
I was going to bring another topic up. But go ahead.
I was going to say, when it comes to dating and, like, the friendships and stuff, I feel like, for one, I personally disagree with dating somebody who was already your friend. I believe in, like, finding someone, or when you guys, you know, if you meet someone, become their friend first and let that friendship develop and then have a relationship, as opposed to, like, dating somebody who's already your friend. I think we talked about that before. Because I feel like it ruins friendships.
No, it does. It makes it probably uncomfortable if it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
It's just like, let your friends be your friends.
Let your friends be your friends.
It's okay to have friends.
Yes.
It's okay.
Right.
But I was going to mention, and this episode started off with Fizz and Moniece and their son and AD golfing, which I thought was super cute because he was like, Dad, can I have a dollar?
And
it reminded me because I'm like, no matter how much money you have, like, that dollar is a lot
to
a kid, you know? But I think it's interesting their dynamic between the three of them because obviously AD is very confident with Fizz and vice versa. Mm. And I was thinking, I wonder if this relationship would be the same if AD was a guy and Moniece was dating another guy, and with this relationship still
absolutely
be.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think I don't know, it's something about men get a little funny when it comes to bringing another man around. And I think, like you said, just because she is a female, it's a different dynamic. But absolutely, if it was a man, I don't think he would be as cool,
as
like Keisha Cole booby, and then she brings the date and then their son and they're golfing. Do you see the same thing going on?
Right. It would be a little different.
I think so too.
yeah
but that's something I think that Keisha and booby had agreed on, that they're not bringing anybody around their son for a while.
That makes sense. Yeah. I think that's good because you shouldn't be bringing people left and right into your child's life.
Yeah.
It's just...
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Hey, Cynthia.
Yes.
Any comments?
Well, my favorite, I don't know if it's called a tagline, "Welcome to Hollywood, Brooke."
Oh yeah.
Wait, what part was that?
Said yeah, that like yeah, she was like, "Welcome to Hollywood, Brooke."
Like, I know. She's like, "I run LA."
Yeah, I run LA.
Oh, that's right. Yes. And then Marcus is like, "It must be two LAs or something." Yes. But I agree. Like, how does she run LA and nobody really knows her?
She's feeling herself. I'm like, Hazel E, you are confidence goals, girl. Like, yes.
That was funny. That tagline had me. Hashtag, welcome to Hollywood, Brooke.
Right, really though. That's so funny.
I think it's time for predictions.
Ooh.
Yes.
Predictions. Get any?
Predictions. I think that's so cute. So what are you guys' predictions for next episode? So wait, we have one more episode before the reunion, or is there, I think it's just one more, right?
Really? Is that what it said?
Think. Why don't you?
I'm not sure. I feel like I know they're filming the reunion right now, but I feel like there's probably a few more episodes before then. Yeah, I think
maybe
we're good.
Two, yeah. Hopefully
so predictions.
It's getting juicy.
Yeah, today's episode was really good. Yeah.
It was so good.
It was super good. Predictions.
I really want to see Brooke and Marcus talk it out, but like see what happens and how it's going to unfold. Mm. But I kind of want to see them get a second chance to see where it goes. Because I think there's something like it's more than love.
We're like,
grab that popcorn.
I have a question about that. Yes. So like if we can compare the two, are you team Booby or team Marcus? Like what traits do you guys think both of them bring?
I think what we forget is that Marcus cheated. So I'm
team
Booby.
There is forgiveness.
That's true.
Deep down. I mean.
But listen, he didn't just cheat. Okay, he cheated, and then he also neglected to tell her that he was still freaking married.
Yes.
Let's not forget
that. There's, like, two other women. Like, and it's not even just cheating. It's forming another relationship. Like, Jade was really there, like, thinking that, Marcus was hers. And so it's not just cheating and, like, sleeping together, but you've actually made this other woman feel like she's also yours.
Right.
So it's, like, beyond cheating.
But Booby he has kind of the same story,
oh, yeah, because he cheated
on
Keisha.
So
y'all just, what's wrong with y'all?
Yeah, I just think maybe I would choose nobody for her.
Yeah, she could just start over.
Yeah.
She's
beautiful. But
so
I want her to talk with Marcus to clear that and close that chapter if it's love, then yeah.
Because you cannot start a healthy relationship if you still, one, have another relationship open, but you have to give yourself time to heal. Like, ladies, you know, jumping from one thing to another is not going to solve your issues. Yes. You're just taking baggage to the next, you know, relationship. So you guys say team
new man.
I agree.
Navia.
My predictions, I'm always down to see Alexis Guy and Masika talk or their scenes, because I think that's just super interesting, like their dynamic, their relationship. I think that my predictions are there'll be another brawl with those two,
because Masika and Alexis.
Yeah,
it's about time.
Yeah, I think, and that's why I'm really excited for the reunion, because you know when they're all sitting on the couches and on the chairs, like it's bound to go down.
And speaking of that, there's some rumors going on that Alexis is pregnant with Fetty Wap's baby.
Yeah.
That's going to cost for some good TV reunion.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's true, but, like, the Shade Room be having facts.
Fact check before you post it. That's true. But she did say in the last episode that she was still kind of dealing with him, right?
Yeah. Well, Zell did.
Zell did. Right.
Juicy juice.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he meant to say that, but he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Masika.
So it could be true. I know Masika would be livid if this was true.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
And what else?
Other predictions. I'm like, who are these characters?
Are AD and Alexis going to start something?
Oh, was that Alexis that she was dancing with?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure.
No, it was like next week, 11 Hip Hop, you know?
Like in a live stream video, or it was something like that.
Yeah,
Instagram
they were at the
story.
Club, and she was dancing on her.
That's messy.
I don't know. Dancing, I don't know.
Yeah. I say for sure, because we saw like a little clip of it, Brooke and Hazel E are going to come to blows. That was so funny, though. That little clip that they showed us, it looked like Hazel E was trying to, like, either throw something and Brooke slapped
like a plastic plate, okay?
Yeah.
Like,
it was, yeah. There was no... It was like she picked it, like, this is glass full of water. Like, it takes some effort.
Yeah.
And she was like... Like
Brooke there's is not no having food on that. There. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's one of those situations where you might talk a big game, but I'm gonna show you. Brooke said something about that, right? She was in Houston or H Town, something like, we don't throw stuff, we throw hands or
Hazel said that.
Yeah.
When she was walking in slow mo.
Oh, right.
At the limo.
No, I think Hazel would definitely take that L.
Yeah.
She talks so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Brooke is like, she's about it.
She's action. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's not going to talk so much. She's going to show you.
Right.
Anything else? Any other predictions, ladies?
What do you think's going to... Lucci and Chanel
West Coast? We didn't see Lucci in this episode. We didn't see Ray J and Princess Love. We didn't see Alexis and Masika. We talked about that already. But what about Ray J? Ray J and Princess Love. Any predictions?
Oh, yeah. I think their whole season is based off of their whole season about wanting to get pregnant. So I think that the rest of the season will continue them kind of like, you know, figuring out their relationship and if he's ready to be a dad, and he should keep showing her that he's ready to start a family and them keep trying. I think that's what their whole synopsis is on this season. So it's probably just more of that for sure. I don't see them really having any beef with anyone because their dynamic and their show is so separated from everyone else, kind of like Keisha, as they're just like two different entities. But so I think that my predictions for them is just to continue what they've probably been doing on the show and is trying to start a family.
Yeah, I agree. I'm looking at some of the comments on our live feed. Zias Lou Wop says these females are playing themselves having a kid by the same dude. Laugh out loud. Yeah. I would have to agree. And Sky Patterson says Brooke and Hazel E fighting. Brooke needs to move fast enough to snatch a bitch. Okay. So we see some team.
Yeah, Hazel E is quick, though.
Hazel E is quick.
Yeah, and I think the difference is because she's always down to fight. And that's what makes her so fast, because as soon as someone says anything, she's like, yeah, she's ready to
play.
Oh my gosh, how could we forget Tierra? Yeah, so what do you guys think? Because, you know, last episode, it shows that she... you know, agreed to go to rehab. So you think in the next episode we might see some of...
Yeah, hopefully. And last week, Zell was saying that she ended up doing the 90 days of rehab. So she's looking a lot better. And actually, I saw snaps on my Instagram story on Zell's account. Actually, they're all at Hip Hop Honors, which is tonight. Mm-hmm. And she looked amazing.
Did she
looked beautiful. Yeah.
She, on her Instagram, I follow her. she looks good.
She looks
like her body looks amazing.
Good. I've always liked her. Yes, do you guys remember her? Was her first single, Make a Girl Feel Good? I'm going to stick to my day job. But do you guys remember that song?
I remember.
When she first came out with Rock Nation.
Oh, I don't remember that song.
No.
No.
That was like her
first
single.
You know what
single?
Song? I know it was.
Sponsor.
I had no daddy around when I was growing up.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. No, I think she's definitely on a right track now, and according to Zell, her skin is popping.
Mm-hmm. She looks great.
She looks good. I'm happy for her. I have someone close to me that's kind of struggling with addiction too, and the hardest thing is just getting somebody to admit that they have an issue. So for her to say, you know, not only agree that she had an issue, but to take the initiative and getting help for herself, I think that's amazing. Well, guys, that's all the time that we have for today. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Brittany Q. Hill. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Brittany Q. Hill.
Hello, you can follow me at Imani_Blackman under all social media platforms.
Hey, everyone. You can see me on all social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
See you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.